This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Look at Nate. Nate's on TV right now. We were doing the sports thing. Nate's doing car crashes. How about that? On Channel 26.
Well, he's doing car crashes that crash into a house where they discover somebody growing weed in their house. That's the story.
And what's the story? What's the problem with that?
Oh, yeah. You have a vested interest in car crashes, right?
What?
You have a vested interest in, was it car crashes or weed? What's your deal?
Both. Haven't both? You listened to the show today?
What's this?
Jose's got a vested interest in car crashes.
What's this shirt? You don't know. King's Garden.
Is that a farm-to-table restaurant?
It is not.
Well, it's a. I mean, you can call it a farm.
Or is it a farm-to-farm?
It's a farm, all right.
Yeah.
Or is it a farm-to-dispensary restaurant?
That's what it probably is.
What do you
sell?
What's your appetizers? Gummy bears and brownies?
That doesn't sound like it's something that leads off a meal. Well, you in the wrong business.
I think John's brownies could lead off a meal.
The problem with John's
brownies... could lead off a big meal.
John's brownies lead to, like, pizza, nachos, and Doritos.
It's a direct
not
link.
Really a fine dining type of appetizer, is it?
It's a gateway to Doritos.
And Domino's.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Not a fan.
So I'll work on the language, boys. That's on me. Yes, it is, Chase. That is on you. A lot of people saying, and Lance wants nothing to do with close the roll.
Well, okay, so how much of that, he probably doesn't because every pitcher wants to be a starter, and that's fine. But how much of that is because he didn't want to, when he was with us, that's kind of like blowing up his boy, Ken Giles. And none of those guys want to crap on Ken Giles. They all want Ken Giles to
do
well.
Well, they all want to be a starter, though, anyway.
Yeah, and everyone wants to be a starter. Just like nobody wants to move from cornerback to safety or tackle to guard. They know where the money is, and the money's in being a starter. With that said, Lance McCullers out pitches the way he approaches every pitch, like it's every at-bat, like it's a sprint, not a game like a marathon. Everything about him says potential closer. The problem is he doesn't locate fastballs for strikes. And if you're all like, he just doesn't throw enough strikes, period. And you can't let, if you're going to be a closer, you can't just let people on base with walks.
Well, dude, there's nothing about what Lance McCullers is doing. Now,
I love his stuff, by the way.
I do too.
When he's on, he might have the best stuff on the staff when he's on.
And Lance McCullers, the team's back. They're going to be playing the Rangers here this weekend. They're off today.
Morgan. I'm sorry, the professor's got the best stuff.
He has not, there's just no way around it. He has just not been that guy, that number two guy that was an all-star last year. Something happened at the all-star break, and he has just not been the same guy. I'm honestly hoping that there's something wrong with him, as opposed to this is now what Lance McCullers is. And I would hope that he can get that. The problem with Lance is he's been injury prone, and you know, now that he's back, though, something is off. Something is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
And you nailed it with the percentage of fastballs. It seems like he's timid to throw the fastball.
Well, you could just see it. Just watching games, I knew that that's the first time I've looked at the percentages on Fangraphs, but you knew what was coming. I mean, it's been something where he knows when he's throwing his curveballs for strikes, he will throw it on any count. He doesn't care because he knows you're probably not going to hit it. Lance McCullers doesn't hang a lot of curves, and when he is on top of it, he is really on top of it. But we saw like yesterday when he starts to miss and he starts to miss with the curveball, it can go sideways on him because emotionally I think he will, you know, he gets so hopped up and it can be a big advantage for him, but it can really be an issue. And the same thing with Dallas Keuchel. Keuchel's stuff is not electric. So Keuchel has to be, he has to throw that dead fish on the outer portion. His fastball has to be right where it needs to be. Cole, Verlander, Charlie Morton, they can just bleep you up in a heartbeat with their stuff.
I mean, Gerrit Cole, despite where he pitches in the rotation, I feel like he's your number two guy.
He is your number two guy.
Will he be more than the de facto when the playoffs roll around? Will he be in the number two slot once the playoffs start?
It's a long season.
My guess is they may want to break up
Right, left. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, here's something.
That, and not only that, but some respect for Keuchel. But listen, Keuchel's got to pitch better because by the end of the season, if it's still like this, then no, it'll beat Garrett Cole.
Well, you can manipulate your rotation also based late in the season based on, although typically they don't, but you could do it based on how you want to handle. How you want to handle who pitches at home, who's your best home pitcher, maybe who your best road pitchers are. Because you know, Verlander, you know, is a, I don't know. Verlander feels like a lock at home, but Verlander's also clearly a moose. Anywhere. So you also want to throw him anywhere.
Anywhere. No, but you're going to start Verlander. Here's my sports map article is out, and it's about one of the conclusions that I make is that Keuchel, and this is not overreaction to Garrett Cole's first two starts and Keuchel's starts. When they picked up Garrett Cole, he is the kind of guy that they want. He is a heavy swing and miss guy. He has got an electric fastball. He can spin it as well. He's a guy that there's a lot of swings and misses, and we've seen that with 11 strikeouts each of his first two outings. That's the guy that's going to replace Keuchel. That's the guy that's going to make Keuchel expendable. Keuchel's making himself expendable the way that he's throwing because I don't know what the Astros would want to pay him, but he's losing some money right now going into a contract here pitching the way that he's pitching. And I firmly believe that it's next year your starting rotation is going to be Verlander, Cole. Could be Morton, and it could be Whitley.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be your top four guys next year. Honestly,
I hope it's McCullers.
Well, I hope it's McCullers too. I hope it's McCullers too.
It's McCullers. I'm still.
But we're getting a big enough sample size now with McCullers since the All Star
really
break
last year. Really good
last
year at this time, though.
Huh?
He's really good last year at this time. Let's give him some time to see how he. You know, this could be mental. It could be all these guys are still coming off spring. They're coming off a long postseason. They're coming off of a little bit of a hangover. They're coming off of, spring. Well, it doesn't necessarily mean we're looking at who we're going to look at in the heart of the season.
And Charlie Morton is a unrestricted free agent. So,
ooh, he's going to cost you.
So at 34 years, he'll be 35 next year.
Bet you he can if he pitches like he's capable of pitching. I bet you he can get 50. I bet he can get a 3-year $50 million deal.
What at 35? That's a well. If
does
if he
look like he can't deal?
Maybe, no, but 3 years.
Okay, maybe 2 years. What about 2 years? What about 2 years? 38. Is that crazy?
It's not crazy. No, for it. And what is it?
Do you want $1 million if you're the Astros?
Or is it see how many wins he gets because he'll get $1 million a win.
No, more than that. He's not gonna get 19 wins. I doubt it.
I don't think he's gonna get 19
never,
million
he's
a year.
Never. Had
I don't think he's
life.
Gonna get 19 million a year. I'm thinking more like in a 13-14 range.
I hope.
If he pitches lights out this year, 2 years, 30 for him?
Yeah, probably. Well, I it would depend on what you do with Keuchel. If Keuchel's gone, I would say yes.
Keuchel's gone.
I would say yes. Because with Keuchel, you're gonna have to give him a 4 to 5 year deal, and it's gonna be more than that. It's probably you're looking at, I would imagine, it depends on how he pitches the rest of the year, but I think 4 at 80 is not crazy.
For Keuchel?
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck. Have fun with that somewhere else. It ain't going to be here.
No, it's not going to be here, but I think that's probably going to be, if he bounces back a little bit, I mean, it might even be on the soft side.
What I think Keuchel should do is rent, not buy. I don't know and maybe you can rent Keuchel's house. I don't know. We'll see what Keuchel's going to do with his house. If I were him, rent, that's the best way to go about it. And the place to go, if you're a renter or someone who wants to rent out their house, it's renterswarehouse.com. Rich Drake on his way to work. What a beautiful day to rent your house out.
Mm-hmm.
Is today not the most beautiful day to rent your house out?
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Day to rent.
And pick a great day like today because they'll see. All you have to do, put in your address, your zip code, tell how many square feet, all of these things. All you got to do is go to renterswarehouse.com, and you will find out how much. You called them.
Yeah, I was.
How much money would you make if you were renting your house right now?
I would be getting, even if we paid, we don't put money, the taxes in. We don't escrow it. So even if we did escrow, we would have made 1,100 or 1,200 more per month than what we were paying. That's per month. So, you know, you add that up over the course of the year, you start to see it more than pays for itself. It's one low fee for maintenance, for rent collection. But with that fee, they will take care of anything that arises. Your air conditioner goes sideways. Your garage door won't close. Your gate's screwed up. They take care of that. You don't do any of that stuff. They handle plumbing. They handle all of that at Renters Warehouse. Call them today, 713-224-RENT, or go to renterswarehouse.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so we started the segment. So what does Lance do?
He leaves.
But he had the whole commercial break. And, yeah. And
he wanted to talk. He wanted to talk his business, insider trading of the NFL draft, and then decided, now I got to go pee.
He decided the whole break to talk about the NFL draft and what teams are going to do. And then as we're coming back, he gets up and leaves. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We also have our winner for MLB The Show, 18 for the PS4. Appreciate you calling in. But caller 30 won that one. So be ready to take a picture, because I guess the show wants to promote that they're giving stuff away. So be in your Sunday best or whatever you decide to wear, because you might get your picture taken here. Because they like to get those and say, hey, look who won our game. And then I guess they make some promotional thing out of it.
So dress up like a evening gown?
Or dress in Astros gear. I don't know what you want to do.
If you're a guy in evening gown, that would get you on the website.
I don't think the show's going to play that game.
I think that'd be cool. Why? Why?
I don't think
she's transphobic?
I don't know what the PlayStation people believe.
So you're saying Michelle is transphobic?
It's not our website. They want the picture. Is it for us or for PlayStation? Why are we taking
pictures? I don't care. I don't care who it's for.
I don't believe Michelle's transphobic.
Well, I don't know. She doesn't want to take a picture of a guy in an evening gown. That's on her.
You're a cisgender male. You're most likely to be transphobic.
So Lance decided to leave as soon as we started the segment.
I just used the bathroom real quick. I'm back. And you see what I did? Raheel came in like a ninny little mom yesterday and said,
"Ninny? Yeah, elf?"
He was a ninny little mom and said, "Look, just, you need to get a coaster or something here. This is going to leave a ring on this, and this is our only table now." And it wasn't Raheel being ironic. It was Raheel being a ninny mom. He's like, you need to put something here like a coaster, because your drink, your Starbucks cup is going to get water rings, and it's going to, like, what? Are we really caring about water rings now?
Yeah, it's a TV set.
I'm at home, I get it. Now at work, John's never, in all of our years together, he's never said, please, let's the water ring.
No,
please.
Well,
please. Let's.
Raheel's a little ninny.
Yeah, he's like
what
mom.
What did Elf say? What was that?
He's like Sheila.
He's dominant. He's domineering like Sheila.
Yes. If you watch Wild Wild Country, you're not gonna like Sheila.
Or you might like her a lot.
Or you might like her.
She might be a submissive and like her.
Yeah. You don't know.
She is a dominant. She is, and she will cuss. Wild Wild Country is crazy.
Yeah. Here we are with the Rockets, and we haven't talked about them in a while. Minnesota in the first round, Oklahoma City quite possibly second round.
Mm-hmm.
And any chance that Golden State falters before they get to the Western Conference?
I don't think so. They can flip switches.
You think they can just flip the switch? They don't look good.
No, they don't look good, but I just get the feeling when the lights shine bright. I think they're disinterested. When you're there that many times, I think they will. I don't think it'd be one thing if I saw super dangerous. Now, if they had Oklahoma City, all right, I might say, and boy, congratulations, Russell Westbrook. Who knew he was going to be able to get 16 rebounds yesterday? Not like he was just playing for a triple-double. But yeah. Man, but boy, the ability to hit those boards, what an amazing, another amazing performance as nobody else rebounded on the court for Oklahoma State.
Leighton asked Lance again.
What is,
that's right. Tease Tabor and Quincy Nelson and Quincy Wilson said it yesterday, last year after the draft. Look at this hating ass, grown ass man. They said that about me because I had to put them in overrated categories.
Well, you do hate.
But my bosses made me say, okay, write an article on who the most overrated draft picks are for each team. I'm like, oh, I don't like doing this. They haven't even played yet. We just need to do it. As soon as I do it, immediately, hating ass. Oh, look, guys, no offense, Quincy Wilson. You're overrated and should be a safety, but I'm not trying to hate. I'm just trying to congratulate.
That sentiment made the whole the Wilson family hate the University of Miami. Not that Al Golden made.
What do you mean? What happened?
Al Golden didn't make many good decisions, and this one wasn't either because they could have used him at corner. He didn't want Quincy Wilson at corner. He wanted him at safety. And Chad Wilson, his dad, was a former Miami player, and they've had a younger brother who's now at Florida too. And as soon as they're like, Quincy, we think you're better at safety, the entire family wrote off the school.
Well, you know, I went to the Colts camp in August, and they have Quincy Wilson. And I immediately sent Chris Ballard, my buddy Rex, who works over there at Ballard. I said, can you get y'all need to get your mans because he is in his feelings about me. And they're like, oh, this is awesome. So as soon as I was going to come, they said, oh, we're going to make sure we print your scouting report up on him as soon as you get here and say, Quincy, you remember this scouting report? This is the guy who wrote it. I said, don't do that. I don't want any smoke with Quincy Wilson at camp. I'm just trying to see what it's like in the inner workings of a camp. Like, oh, I can't wait for Quincy to get on you. But anyway, Russell Wilson is worse than
Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook is worse than those hating ass football players who don't like my grades.
What does Russ say about Lance's thoughts on rebounds?
Oh, what does he say?
I got to get the official quote.
What does he say?
You know what he says? Shut up, your hating ass. That's what he says. He says, if the rebound is there, I'm going to go grab it. And if you ain't quick enough to go get it,
you know
I'm going to get it.
Keep playing through a straw. Keep playing through a straw, Russ, because you can't see anything. He has the peripheral vision of a horse with blinders on. He can't even see his teammates. Let it get below. James doesn't see his teammates in the last minute. Well, guess what? Russell Westbrook doesn't see his teammates in the last 5 minutes. It'll be all Russ shooting just from 36 feet. And if it goes in, Russ is red hot. Or it turns into, that's crazy ass Russell for you.
He did average a triple double two years in a row.
I know. Yeah. He's an amazing player.
2 years in a row.
There's so much. But where's all the love for his great playoff runs by himself? How about last year he averaged triple double? How did he do? That's right.
That team was terrible.
One and done.
You know that team was terrible.
Okay, so. Are you worried at all, though? That team was terrible as soon as he left the court. He couldn't leave the court because they couldn't score when he was off the court. But with Paul George and Melo, are they going to be more dangerous when Russ is resting?
I know we're blaming Russ for everything.
No, Russell's good.
But maybe Billy Donovan's the problem.
Oh, blame the white guy.
No,
Dell's
blame
move.
The coach.
That's Dell's
the coach
move.
This coach has no responsibility for how the team plays, I guess.
Billy Donovan was just fine when he was at Florida winning championships. He's a problem.
That's a different
and
level.
And who was a problem before at Oklahoma City? It's blame Scotty Brooks.
No. They were within one game of conference. No, they got to a finals.
No, Scotty Brooks did get blamed.
Yeah, well.
Wasn't that great?
When you have two superstars.
Scotty, wasn't that great?
Well, you had a third, a potential one in James. When you had two superstars and you don't win a championship, people are going to blame you. That's just how it works.
Why didn't you blame Steven Adams and Nick Collison?
I didn't blame them.
Okay.
I didn't blame them.
The white guys. Just blame all the white guys.
But I don't want to blame them. Steven Adams is awesome.
You know who he'll never blame? Serge Ibaka.
Well, he's not on that team anymore.
Yeah, but
it doesn't matter.
And he's not Nigerian, by the way. Oh, racist.
Oh. Is he French?
Serge.
It doesn't matter.
Nah, I don't know what's.
So you didn't blame Patrick Patterson. Why don't you go after Kyle Singler?
Serge, I think does play for the French. Serge plays for the Spanish team.
Is it? Yeah, he's Spanish. That's right.
He's native of the Congo, but he plays for the Spanish team.
So that was that was the problem with that team. Like that team is a great. That's a great example of what happens when you have a team that looks like it's going to last for a long time. Like Golden State staying together, that's really good. The Rockets are able to win games. They just mix and match a bunch of pieces. That's been Daryl's mode. But I thought they had a team that was had a chance to win three championships. Serge Ibaka was a nice player. They weren't. I didn't think they were getting enough out of him offensively, but he's never really done anything since he's left. Not at a high level. They had Russ. They had James. They had, and even when James is gone, you had what, Cephalosha. You had a really deep team, and then it just all, and then it just crumbled, kind of like when you had that Minnesota team when it thought, okay, well, you got Marbury and Kevin Garnett, and you're building something over here, and this is going to be a young superstar. And then the it seemed to be something. We know there was an issue with money between Marbury, who just he just got screwed because they created the salary cap with him, and Garnett got the old school grandfathered in money. We could get whatever, and that was never going to sit well with him. And then Steph Marbury went crazy and started eating Vaseline. But with Russell, you could tell that Kevin Durant wasn't entirely comfortable playing with Crazy Russ. Because Crazy Russ thinks he should have the ball in his hands every last possession, and Kevin Durant thinks he's the best player on the planet.
Well, let's see. Kevin Durant, he's opting out. Let's see if Kevin Durant doesn't jump ship.
Right? No chance he jumps ship from Golden State. They got to keep him.
Oh, are you sure? Well, up to him.
I think he's already making a lot. I mean, he'll make more, but I don't think it's going
to
be.
Well, obviously, he wants to get paid as much as possible. Do you think it's beyond him to now jump to another team?
I do.
I don't.
I think he catches feelings. He creates burner accounts. I don't think he wants the heat of going to LeBron's to the point now where he just doesn't care. He's just possessed with the idea of winning as many or more rings than Jordan. And he's going to do whatever it takes for the easiest track there. I think Kevin Durant didn't like. We know that for a fact. This isn't thinking. Kevin Durant did not like the way that people challenged him. If he bolts after another 2 years from the Warriors, that looks really bad. I don't think he goes.
Maybe. Well, I think it depends on where he goes.
Yeah.
Like if he decide, you know what, I'm going to go home and play for the Wizards. I don't think people would crush him for that. If he decide, you know what, LeBron, I'm going to undercut you and join the Rockets, people would have an issue.
That would be sweet.
I know it. I know you would love it.
8:30 ESPN. Don't even say stuff like that.
Where would you rather play?
Excited under that.
Where would you rather play if you were one of those guys?
I'm glad this desk is high now.
Don't say
it doesn't need to be that high. It doesn't need to be that high.
You can't film this on Channel 26 right now the way I am.
Yeah, we just talked about Kevin Durant. So.
Kevin Durant to the Rockets.
Please, no TV shots.
No TV shots.
Just tight face shot.
But John says LeBron is joining the Rockets.
Right. No. Who would you rather, when we come back, I want to say, who would you rather have? And if you're LeBron and KD, let's just say theoretically they left, where would you rather play? We'll do that when we come back. It's 8:31 right now. Gulf Coast, let me tell you about my friend, and it's not just Craig DeSerf. I talk about Craig DeSerf, and yes, he does have a cool name, Craig DeSerf. But it's the Killer D's. It's Rick Drenner, who he brought over with him. It's the DeLuna brothers, and it's Craig DeSerf. And they're making sure that they get you the type of car that you're looking for. And here's why. They don't just want your business. They want the business of every single person that you know. And the only way to do that is if they know that you are happy with your car buying experience. What does that mean? Great car, obviously, is at the top, but great car price is probably even above that. So how do you get the great car prices? You got to have incentives. You got to have deals. They got a 2018 Chevy 1500 Crew Cab LT model with employee pricing for everyone. That's up to $13,000 off MSRP with GM Financial Financing. Through the 16th of this month, there's only four more days, 20% off MSRP on Chevy Cruze and Malibu LT models, $8,000 off in-stock 2018 GMC Acadia SLTs, and they've got a few 2017s that they need to sell. If you call one of those Killer D's, they're going to make you a deal. Here's the other way that they take care of you. If you drive all the way out to Angleton, they're going to go out of their way to give you the best trade-in value for your car. No one's going to beat their trade-in value. Service, selection, price, trade-in value, and it's really the way car buying should be. You are in control, not somebody beating you over the head with, what do we have to do to get you into this car type of hustle. That's not how they operate at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com to see the entire selection of vehicles they have in stock today.
Turn up the lights in here, baby. You know what I need, want you to see everything. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, along with Dell. Raheel joins us in about 20 minutes here, and not a second sooner, on ESPN 97.5.
Right, he can make sure and get after me for whatever is... Have you put this... You better put that paper away before Raheel gets
here. That's not mine.
Well,
that's something probably...
where he's supposed to be, so...
This is something the Blitz probably left. Which, by the way, clean up your crap, Blitz, okay, at the end of your show. I come in here... And there's always the rundown for the Blitz.
I had this tissue here. Was stuck right here. I'm not touching
No.
That. That's getting kicked with a foot into Raheel's spot.
No, that was AJ... doing something ugly with it. I don't know. Who knows?
AJ sits.
Oh, it's right in Raheel sits now.
And watch this.
Look.
I'm gonna make a water circle. One of those. What do they call water ring in Raheel's spot? Just so Ninny Sheila can say.
I gotta find out what Ninny actually means.
Why is there? I know my wife says that to one of my kids, but he's always acting like a little ninny.
A foolish person.
Yeah, it's not a compliment.
No,
it's not a compliment. Okay, so we're gonna play a game. Ready? This game is going to be called...
Cotton-headed ninny muggin.
Well, that's what some guy said about Russell Westbrook last night on the Oklahoma City Thunder broadcast. He's out of his cotton-picking mind.
Ooh.
And people were like, look.
Ooh.
You know
is
what?
That racist?
Hold on. Well, it literally means... Who used to pick cotton?
People.
Well, not all people.
Not for free.
Poor people did. And, yeah, not for free. And it was a... staple crop in the South in a time where slavery existed. I never thought about that because the phrase cotton picking, you are out of your, like, it's what? Well, I heard it forever when I was a kid. You don't think anything of it. And now when you just said that, because I haven't heard it forever, I'm like.
Yeah, there's a lot of things people used to say, Lance, that they don't say anymore.
And you know, what's funny is no one meant, whoever said it, I'm sure didn't mean anything. But now, if you slip.
For Ferguson in the corner for three. Bam! Westbrook is out of his cotton picking mind.
That dude's done.
I'm pretty sure he's the home announcer.
That was a nice career.
Is, Brian Davis.
Okay, go ahead and look up his Twitter account and see if there's an official apology. Or see if he's been fired before the playoffs.
It's always a possibility.
Hashtag private Brian Davis fired. Just look for that hashtag. Twitter is going to get him.
Oh, my God.
He's done.
That dude's going to go, wait a minute.
Right now, they're in his Facebook right now. Facebook media. We're going to look at some pictures here. What do we have for Brian Davis that we can find?
Nothing. Oh, I don't see it. I don't know if he has an official account.
Yeah, because he had to delete it yesterday. Because somebody said, delete your account. And he did.
Okay. KD or LeBron, would you rather have?
We're going to extend the game. You and Dell are going to play a game show called Which Superstars Coming to the Rockets.
Okay.
But it's three. Paul George can opt out, too. So, I'll start off with LeBron James. Three places. I'm going to give you three locations. L.A. Lakers, Houston Rockets, Philadelphia 76ers. Four, Cleveland. Cleveland
Cavaliers.
I don't
think there's any chance he goes back to Cleveland.
I think there's a chance if they have success in the postseason.
They make the finals.
They don't have a scrub team. They've got some talent.
Maybe, if they make the finals, I guess. But if they're not good enough to win it, he doesn't go back. He makes the finals everywhere.
He can't leave if he wins a title. You can't.
Not if he wins a title.
It would be the weakest move in the history of all of humanity.
Yeah.
To leave after a championship intentionally because you thought...
Well, yeah, but he's got to win the championship again, not just the trip to the finals. Wait, and I don't believe this team is good enough to win a championship. But okay.
I don't either. But been to the final eight straight years. That's a hell of a run. LeBron James, who is the favorite to get his services? I still believe it's Philadelphia.
I'm going to go Philadelphia
because they got young talent. Now, do they have anyone expensive enough? Would it be a complete opt out or a sign and trade? It would have to be a complete opt out.
Sign and trade. He can make more money, no?
Yeah, he can make more money, but you got to give up talent. And does anyone have enough? Do they have enough? Are they under the cap?
Who?
If they're under the cap, they don't. The Sixers, because do they have salaries that they can move?
They have J.J. Redick on a 1-year, 20-something million dollar deal. So if they decided, obviously they would side LeBron over J.J. Redick. So, and he's not on a birthright.
I think
it
would
deal.
Just have to be.
Are they as attractive without J.J. Redick?
I think LeBron would think Simmons full. Fultz and Embiid would be enough.
Cleveland well, now you get can anything? Sign LeBron and then sign J.J. Redick because he's your own guy.
Yeah, but he's only, I don't think so. It's not bird rights. He's only there for he's only been there a year. I think he. I don't think yeah, you get bird rights. Gotta be, on a
year. I think it's more. And you're. I think you're right. And also, did Cleveland get anything for LeBron when he went to Miami?
They got picks, and I think it was mostly picks. That's all they really wanted.
So but, they ended up getting a deal done so he could make more money.
Yeah, for all the bluster.
But
of
don't you have to match? I mean, get with a, what, a 20-25% match of the contract?
I think they got players back, but there wasn't anyone they wanted, they really cared to keep.
So it was the picks.
It was the picks. So for all the bluster of Dan Gilbert, he did actually trade LeBron to get assets back.
Well, because he had to.
Yeah.
All right. So if LeBron just opts out, he could go to Philadelphia, and they'll let JJ expire, and they could add him. I think Philly is the favorite, and it stays in the East. Kevin Durant. I'm going to make him minus 600 going back to Golden State. I think it's a huge favorite. If you were the Houston Rockets, and let me get to Paul George. Paul George, I think he's the favorite to go elsewhere. I don't think he'll stay with Russell Westbrook, and I don't think he'll stay in Oklahoma City as a city. I think Paul George will leave. If all three are available to the Rockets, who would you most like to have, and who would be the favorite? Because they have showed, look, behind the scenes, they wanted Paul George. They like Paul George, too.
Behind the scenes, they wanted Carmelo, too.
Mm-hmm. They wanted everybody with a name.
Yeah.
But of these three,
in
LeBron,
the order, I want
Durant,
him KD, LeBron, and then Paul George.
Del?
I would probably, I'll say the youth of KD is attractive. So I'd probably take KD. Because if you sign him to 4 or 5 years, you could assume that he's going to be for 4 years if it's not a trade.
James could play with KD, by the way.
Yeah, that yeah.
Those two
they've
could play together.
Done it,
they've done it. They like each other.
And I think KD, it's more likely that 4 years is he's at his peak. I mean, LeBron just keeps going and he's a marvel. But at some point, you think at 36 or whatever, however old he'll be after the end of the year, at the end of the deal, you might be a little upset that you're still paying him that type of money. I don't think you will be with KD. So I think KD first.
I feel like.
But would they sign long-term deals? Wouldn't they just sign two-year deals and just do this
well,
all over again?
Yeah. That's all they're going to do from now on. That's every free agent. This is the new thing. Leverage, leverage, leverage. Opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. But of all the guys in there, you know, this KD thing, should you maybe give that more thought? Is there any chance you could pull him out of Golden State? Is there any chance he's unhappy there? I don't think. They seem like a
well, we know he went there to win a title.
Yeah.
That's all.
And he did.
He went to, so I don't know if, I know, I guess he likes him, but I don't think there's this deep connection. He went to the place where he could win a title. So I don't know. I don't know if it'll,
I think
he could leave.
I really think the reaction would keep him from doing it again.
Well,
I think it just
depends on where he goes. If he comes here, particularly if the Rockets win a title, yeah, he's going to get crushed. Like if he gets beat by the Rockets and he still comes here.
Oh, he'll get destroyed again. Joining a team that beat you.
He's getting destroyed wherever he goes.
Well, I think a lot of it depends. Oh, suppose they flame out in the second round. I think KD goes. Wait a minute, this ain't as good as we thought it was going to be.
If Steph isn't all the way back,
you got a great team.
So, secondly, Paul George. If they beat the Rockets in the second round, I think Paul George probably stays in Oklahoma City.
Just a second round win. He's got an A like Oklahoma City. Where he lives.
Right.
That's one thing. And B, he's got a like playing with Russell Westbrook. Did you see the other day where he was wide open and Russell wouldn't pass and he kept shooting air balls and all that stuff? That's got to get old for a really good player. I mean, not only are you second fiddle, you're sometimes third fiddle when crazy Russ is on the court. I think Paul George is definitely gone. But I don't know where he goes because the talk had always been LeBron and Paul George to L.A., which is still, a possibility. But I don't think it's the probability anymore. And if you're the Rockets, would you look to mess with this team for anybody less than LeBron if you get to the finals?
Well, the Warriors, I guess you can call mess with what they did after losing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But Paul George is a potential chemistry changer. LeBron just gives you a great, great player. Like, that's different. And KD is different to me also.
Paul George would fit what they do.
Because he defends.
He defends. And I don't know how often he wants to just stand on the perimeter and wait for James to pass him a shot.
What's his three-point?
He's not bad. I don't know. But he's a guy who likes to create himself. I don't know if he wants to spend another year waiting for someone to pass him the ball like it would be here. Because we know when he was in Indiana, he was the guy who created for them. So I guess it depends on what he's willing to do. Is he willing to subjugate again for a second year? his game?
I think he would. I'm kind of with you, John. I would love it. Kevin Durant, to me, would be the best fit because Kevin Durant is an alpha, but he's not. He's played with James. He gets James. I think he's played with. I think Kevin Durant would be a great fit. I don't think there's any chance Kevin Durant is a Rocket. I do think of all these guys, the best chance is LeBron would be a Rocket.
And Paul of George, all three of them. Paul George shot his second highest field 3-point percentage this year at just over 40%.
Oh yeah, that's Rockets would take that.
I won't be shocked at all if LeBron and Paul George end up in LA.
Damn, Paul George has been scoring lately.
They put up 40 last night. Well, Russ was passing the ball.
Russ needed an assist. Yeah. Russ needed some assists.
He didn't really need. He needed the rebounds, but
yeah, right. But I'm sure he wanted to get some assists.
He kept passing like miss, dog, miss.
And I'm gonna run.
What if he was screaming? What if he was closing out his own guys, trying to entice misses so he can get a rebound?
Run down and try to get an offensive rebound.
Yeah.
Hey, the Sugarland Skeeters are back for the 2018 season. Great way to entertain clients, groups, churches, little league teams, schools, birthday parties. Constellation Field has everything to offer. Buffet, party suites, in the air conditioning while everybody else is outside sweating. A number of ticket plans available right now. 10-game flex books, mini plans, 10-game Insperity Club plans. How nice is the Insperity Club?
It's really, really nice. And you know when it's really at its nicest? When it's 93 degrees outside. Because you're in the air conditioning and you can get individual suites if you want, but you can also just get in the Insperity Club and watch it there with that buffet that they have. But here's the great thing, and this is actually no lie. You can go in the dead of summer in the middle of the, but the way that it's shaded and the way that the games are played, how it's constructed at Constellation Field, you're not dealing with sun in the stands. Very few seats are going to have that by the time it's 7:30 when the game gets underway. So you're actually, it's a comfortable setting. If you have kids, there's a great spot for kids in center field with the play area and the water area. There's a pool with a barbecue area that you can rent. Or if you and your boys just want to go have beers, they've got drink specials. They've got fireworks specials. They've got something going on, giveaways, seemingly every single game. It's really a lot of fun. Go out to Sugarland at Constellation Field and enjoy yourself with the Sugarland Skeeters. It's great for the family. It's great for you and your buddies. Or it's great just for a night out on the town out there in the Sugarland area. Sugarland Skeeters.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yes, I called my man, Glenn Davis, last night. Talk about Cristiano Ronaldo, who's awesome.
Did you?
Yeah.
You didn't call him.
I did too. Called the show.
My wife loves Cristiano Ronaldo.
Did she love what he did yesterday? Did you see it? He scored a penalty.
I know, in Champions, he scored.
He scored a penalty to put his team through. No, it was.
They were losing
3-0. So they went into the game up 3-0 because they scored 3 goals in at Juventus, and then Juventus scored 3 at Real to tie it, and Cristiano scored made a penalty kick with no time
differential.
Left. Yeah. He took off his shirt to celebrate, which, as you might expect, he would do. And then he actually pulled his shorts down a little bit to show the V cut, and just started.
What?
And just started stomping around, going pretty much my house. He not only did he take off his shirt, he pulled his shorts down a little bit and go, look at me.
I don't think Cristiano Ronaldo and Zlatan could be in the same room. Like, it's just too much.
I'll take
too much
girl.
Testosterone.
Yeah. They're peeing all over. They're marking territory left and right.
Yeah.
I don't think you could have those two in the same room. All that confidence, all that swagger, all that ego, you couldn't do it.
Dude, he's dumb. I was just watching it. It's hard to watch him with his shirt off.
It's uncomfortable. Did you see him pull down his shorts a little bit? Yeah. Like, look.
Did he make you feel uncomfortable Kevin Durant did?
No, not in that way.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just stop. Put your shirt back on. I don't know. I'd take him over Messi.
I'd take Messi. Messi is a tremendous goal scorer.
So is Ronaldo.
He scored 11 straight Champions League
games. Dude,
that's great. Messi scores every time he's out on the
whose team blew a big lead to get knocked out of Champions League?
Messi hasn't won a Champions
League. Every big game, Ronaldo. He comes up
and Real,
huge.
And Real Madrid's looking
what
at
what I like is me and John are arguing some soccer right now. There's nothing. Soccer people listening like,
you just don't like him because your wife, you know, covets him.
Yeah. No, I just think Messi. I just think Messi.
I'm sorry, that you feel uncomfortable with.
I'm sorry, I thought you sat right next to me and got to see what Messi was capable of when he was here at NRG.
Well, he's playing the U.S.
Where he bent that goal.
A gold cup against the U.S.
Yeah, it was the U.S. It was like playing four-year-olds.
Yeah.
They were all the U.S. team was just hurting
around. It was
such
a beating. It was like...
It was terrible.
It was such a beating. In the first 6 minutes, it's like, oh, they can't get the ball away.
Everyone was excited. We're in the semifinals. We're in the semifinals.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
No, dude, Messi is maybe the premier goal scorer of all
Ronaldo
time.
Has had more... international success.
Last couple of years. And oh, by the way,
one guy plays four. One guy's on the wing. One guy.
Well, actually, now Ronaldo's a center forward because, you know, he's lost some of his pace, but he's a center forward for Real now, and he's still awesome. Ronaldo's had more international. Like his team, Portugal won the Euros before, most recently.
You give him any shot?
Of the World Cup?
Yeah.
They've got a shot to maybe get to a quarterfinal, not to win at all. Messi.
I'm still excited about World. Are you still excited?
Yeah,
less so. I never expect the U.S. to win, but I do get excited about U.S. matches. I do hope that every year is the year that they go a little further. It was exciting last year, last World Cup, and then, you know, when they were scrapping against Lukaku and De Bruyne and that young team, and I was like, man, this U.S. team is starting, you know, I don't know, they're the underdog, but you get excited. Now there's literally nothing for the average non-soccer fan to watch for.
You have to find, you got to pick a team. Somehow, I got a dog in a fight because of my Nigerian stuff.
Me
yeah.
too, because of Germany. I've got a good team. Team's going to suck.
Hey, what are you talking? You don't know.
My team's
Germany?
Good. Yeah. You're lying.
Wow.
My son's named after Bastian Schweinsteiger. Oh, really? I named my son after Bastian Schweinsteiger 9 years ago.
You're still a front runner.
When it was Klose and it was...
They were good back then, too.
Ozil, they've been great forever. When it was... the guy who looks... What's his name that comes off the bench? I think he plays for Bayern. He's been there forever.
Mueller?
Yeah.
Mueller's
ugly.
Mueller's
ugly. Who was the Michael who's on the broadcast now?
Michael,
the most handsome
Michael
German. Michael Ballack, the most handsome German man out there.
He's the most handsome German man.
Easily.
Hmm.
Michael Ballack is a handsome man.
713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. All right, let's because we got to get to David wants to talk. We can do that on the other side. Raheel's going to join. I guess Raheel's going to come into work.
Messi versus Ronaldo talk.
One.
Let's light it up, soccer talk. 713-780-3776.
Yeah, y'all can have Messi. All right, I'm going to take Ronaldo, and he's going to take your women. All right, forget Zlatan. You know who's going to take your woman? Cristiano Ronaldo.
You know what Zlatan's going to do? He's going to get so jealous that he's going to literally at Ronaldo and say, I'm going to make you my girlfriend.
Hmm.
He'll do that because he's that kind of alpha.
I saw you take your shirt off. You look good topless. I'll make you my girlfriend. What?
Yep.
What is he going to say?
That's what he'll probably say.
All right, I want to talk about Jeff Aronoff making your patio great again. That's what he does. He makes your patio great. Jeff Aronoff does it every single day. What do you need? How about the tile for the pool? You need that. Yes, you need that. You know why you need that? Because you got to have tile at the pool. Well, look, if you're looking for the best way to get that new countertop, that new outdoor patio, that new outdoor kitchen, that vanity for your bathroom, that new fireplace, Jeff Aronoff does this every step. If it's got to do with marble, tile, if it has to do with anything really, really hard. Now, don't call him because you got a brick out on your steps or, you know, a tile out in your patio. He puts entire patios in. He doesn't just fix your tile. What you got to do is give him a call. Let him come to your home. Give you that 20% off. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. Tell him you heard it right here.
I don't think you guys really care what I say, just like I don't really care what you say.
ESPN. 97.5.